This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday there was a good trade deal to be done with the European Union, but the bloc knew what Britain's limits were in the negotiations. Johnson told a media conference, quote, "They know what the parameters are," end quote, adding, quote, "We've just got to make sure that we control our own laws and control our own waters," end quote. Britain's lower house of parliament will begin its Christmas holiday Thursday, a senior government source said, adding lawmakers would be recalled next week if a trade deal is reached with the European Union. The World Health Organization in Europe warned Wednesday of a further resurgence of COVID-19 in early 2021. This is families prepare to gather over the Christmas holidays. The UN Health Organization urged families to wear face masks during these gatherings, saying in a statement, while some progress has been made, quote, COVID-19 transmission across the European region remains widespread and intense, end quote. Germany has hit a record level of coronavirus deaths as it enters a harder lockdown, closing shops and schools to try to bring down stubbornly high new cases. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Faced with exponentially increasing cases in October, Germany implemented a lockdown light at the start of November. The measures succeeded in levelling off the numbers of new daily infections, but didn't bring them down, prompting stricter ones now. In addition to closing shops and moving children to remote learning, private gatherings are now limited to two households with a maximum of five people. The lockdown measures are expected to be in place until at least January 10, with polls showing more than 80% of Germans approve of them or think they should be stricter. I'm Charles de la Desma.
From Washington via remote, this is VOA News. America's top diplomat, Mike Pompeo, was in quarantine Wednesday after being exposed to a person who has tested positive for COVID-19, the State Department said. The Secretary of State has been tested and is negative. In accordance with CDC guidelines, he will be in quarantine. He is being closely monitored by the department's medical team, and quote, a State Department spokesperson said. U.S. lawmakers from both political parties continue negotiating a coronavirus stimulus package. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says congressional leaders are pushing ahead on the virus relief bill, while Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says congressional leaders are very close to providing virus relief to Americans.
We're on the precipice of achieving these goals. We Democrats would have liked to go considerably further, but this won't be the last time Congress speaks on COVID relief.
The United States Wednesday imposed sanctions on companies based in China and the United Arab Emirates, accusing them of supporting the sale of Iranian petrochemicals as Washington increases pressure on Tehran in the closing days of President Donald Trump's term. The U.S. Secretary of Department said in a statement it had blacklisted the four entities for facilitating the export of Iranian petrochemical products by a company that was hit with sanctions by Washington earlier this year. A French court Wednesday jailed for 30 years the main accused present for the trial over the 2015 killings at the Charlie Hebdo magazine office, a Jewish supermarket, stopping short of the life term demanded by the prosecution. All the attackers were killed in the wake of the killings. A total of 14 suspected accomplices went on trial, three of them in absentia. A life jail sentence was given to another prime suspect, although he was tried in absentia and is presumed to be dead in Syria. The U.S. Treasury Wednesday accused Switzerland and Vietnam of manipulating their currencies partly to gain a trade advantage. In the semi-annual foreign exchange report, Treasury found the two countries were intervening in currency markets to affect balance of payments, and in the case of Vietnam, also aimed gaining unfair competitive advantage in international trade, end quote. The Swiss Central Bank rejects U.S. accusation of currency manipulation. China remains on Treasury's monitoring list of major trading partners that merit close attention by their currency practices, along with Japan, Korea, Germany, India, and others. Most markets advanced on Wednesday, and Bitcoin broke above 20,000 for the first time as prospects brightened for more U.S. economic stimulus and a Brexit trade deal. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.